talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
When I took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now?
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Toby Keith, How Do You Like Me Now? In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. Well, I played that Toby Keith song because obviously he passed away this week, and we're very sad about that. And we've used a couple of other Toby Keith songs on the 4th of July, for example, and so we're sad about that, and wish the best for his family. He made such a great contribution to everyone with his music, and very dedicated to the troops and doing what he could to entertain them and everything like that. So we honor Toby Keith. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which took place last weekend at the North Charleston Convention Center. And we're starting our post-home show coverage of the Charleston Home and Design Show last weekend. Today we're going to be taking you to the show if you happen to have missed it. And we've got a number of vendor interviews that, so if you did miss the show, which shame on you, but if you did, you can listen. Today's radio show is dedicated to interviews with many of the vendors that were on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show. So just listen up for that. The show, I'm sure if you didn't get a chance to go to the show, you're wondering how it went, and it was our biggest home show ever, and a huge success. Vendors were very pleased, as you'll about to hear. We had big crowds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and a lot of people coming to check out the Carrie Underwood-inspired Celebrity Designer Room that was designed by interior designer Andrea Dussault of Stripe Lemon Design. That was a big highlight of the show. Thanks so much to interior designer Andrea Dussault of Stripe Lemon Interior Design, and she ended up making some really good contacts with people who came to the show, and one person in particular hired her right in the spot. Took a look at the style of the Carrie Underwood Celebrity Designer Room and said, "Yes, that's I love that. That's what I want." And so so congratulations to Andrea Dussault with that. We had free admission on Friday from 11 until 9, including the popular Charleston Home and Design party. And so that was a big hit. The vendors had free nibbles and bites at their booths. DJ Norway was spinning tunes, and we had a $2,000 tab, which lasted almost the entire party. But that was a big success. And special thanks to our home show party sponsors, Coastal Stone Flooring and Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air. And in addition to free admission on Friday, we also had free parking all weekend long. And so special thanks to Delaware Elevator of the Lowcountry and Wade Paint Company for providing free parking for everyone to come to the show. We had one lucky local. I don't think we've picked the winner yet. Won a $2,000 furniture package from Siwa Furniture and Design. We had all sorts of great seminars going on throughout the weekend. We had free design consultations with architects and interior designers. So overall, it was a huge success. Special thanks to the staff here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. They worked very, very hard and worked all last week, plus the weekend, and now they're working this past week also. So no rest for the weary as we are working on our spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And just I wanted to take a second to thank all the rest of the sponsors: Advanced Window Fashions, Fix It 24/7, Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, Crosby Creations Home Designs, Grill Masters of Charleston, New Age Contractors, Owners Incorporated, Pineapple Fountain Pool and Spa, Preferred Appliance Sales and Repair, and Shelf Genie of Charleston. Thanks so much to everyone. It was a great show, and can't wait for next year. Have a great weekend.
And now we're talking with Marcy Williams with First Reliance Bank. How you doing, Marcy?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much. How are you?
You bet. Yeah. What is First Reliance Bank, and what are you talking to homeowners about this weekend?
So we are a local bank, and we offer everything from 30-year fixed loans to construction perm to doctor loans. We're kind of a nimble, small regional bank, and we're just kind of talking about rates have ticked down, and it's a good time. You know, houses are starting to come back on the market. There hasn't been much inventory for a long time, so it's getting better and more positive.
Homeowners have to pay for whatever remodeling project that they have going on, and oftentimes that means like a second loan and things like that, right?
Right. So the bank does offer some like home equity lines, but we also have a renovation loan that's really strong that you can roll in 75% of the as completed value. So if you wanted to, you know, redo the kitchen or something like that and didn't have the cash to do it, rather than getting a second loan, you could just add it into your first.
Excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about First Reliance Bank?
So our website is firstreliance.com, and we are in Mount Pleasant on Shelmore Drive. And we have a great mortgage team and a retail banking team. Would love to talk with anybody about the bank.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Marcy Williams with First Reliance Bank, and thanks so much for being here at the Home Show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And now we're talking with Travis with Express Sunrooms. How you doing, Travis?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Good. Tell everyone about Express Sunrooms and what you're talking to homeowners about this weekend.
Yeah, so Express Sunrooms, we really specialize in anything outdoor living. So we can convert porches, do hardscapes, kind of really maximize people's backyards and let them, you know, enjoy their space to the degree that they want to, really.
Excellent. And what have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend?
Mostly been enclosing porches. So we're right around spring's coming, pollen, dust, dirt, things like that. Homeowners are trying to get prepared and make sure they have everything in place for spring and summer. So it's kind of like that sweet spot right before it gets a little warmer. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about Express Sunrooms?
Yeah, definitely go to our website. It's a great place to start. We do free, no obligation estimates. We love coming out, designing projects for homeowners, and like I said, making sure that, you know, they can maximize their outdoor space.
All right, very good. Well, we've been talking with Travis with Express Sunrooms. Thanks so much for being here at the Charleston Home and Design Show.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
And now we're talking with David Friedland with Heritage Pools. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Good. David, tell everyone about Heritage Pools.
Heritage Pools is a pool builder here in Charleston. We build all three types of pools, and we also maintain, renovate, and have a service department as well.
Gotcha. And is there there are different types of pool materials. What kind of materials does Heritage Pools use to build your pools?
Basically, all of them that are available. And what I mean by that is we build concrete. Other people call them gunite pools. We build fiberglass pools. And then we also build our Heritage I-beam system, which is a vinyl liner pool as well. And then with regards to decking materials, we use all different types of things, from your basic concrete to ice white marble to man-made pavers and everything else in between.
Very good. What have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend?
I've been talking to homeowners this weekend about building pools in their yards. Been meeting a lot of past customers as well that are coming up to say hello, and just enjoy speaking to people that I haven't seen in a while.
Very good. How can folks get more information about Heritage Pools?
They can reach out to our office at 843-209-1801 or Google us Heritage Pools or swimhere.com.
All right, great. We've been talking with David Friedland with Heritage Pools, and that website, again, is swimhere.com.
Yes.
All right, thanks, David.
Thank you.
Now we're talking with Michael Current with Fix-It 24/7. How you doing, Michael?
Doing great.
Good. Michael, tell our listeners all about Fix-It 24/7.
Sure. So Fix-It 24/7, we're based in North Charleston. We provide heating and cooling services as well as plumbing services throughout the whole metro area.
Excellent. Very good. And what have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend?
Yeah, everything from minor repairs all the way up to replacements of their systems. In terms of heating and air, we've been talking a lot about plumbing. A lot of people have some plumbing issues, and we're looking forward to servicing them.
And Fix-It 24/7, you folks have got that $39 cleaning special, is that right?
Yes, it's a $39 special through the month of February. It's a full heating and air tune-up, and we put a major focus on cleaning the system. So that over time the parts really start to wear out as they develop a lot of dirt, dust, and debris on them. So we put a big focus on cleaning those components.
Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Fix-It 24/7?
Yeah, just easiest ways to reach out on our website. You can book online or call us directly at 843-388-8888.
All right. Thank you, Michael. We've been talking to Michael Current with Fix-It 24/7. One of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Emily Gann with Palmetto Surfacing. How you doing, Emily?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Emily, tell everyone about Palmetto Surfacing.
We are a stone fabricator. We also have quarry and solid surface. We can do shower bases out of the solid surface, quartz on shower walls. We can do quartz on countertops or really anywhere you want your stone.
Gotcha. And what do you have on display here at the Charleston Home and Design Show?
We've got a lot. So I've got a full tower of our quarry and solid surface and a sink with the integrated sinks in it. I also have shower walls made out of the Cambria Delgati with the shower base and glacier white quarry, which we have a patent on. I have a display of the Symphony by Aria Stone. It is basically like porcelain or the same kind of technology, but more quartz-like, so more durable. I've got a full slab of the Everly by Cambria. We have one side that is polished, one side that's matte, and then I've got a tower of the Cambria as well.
It's nice to see Corian making a comeback.
Yeah. Kim is very excited about it, the owner. He has been doing Corian for 34 plus years, and the basis being that it's a leak-proof application is a big selling point. No grout, nothing to worry about when it comes to cleanliness, and the leak-proof technology is just incredible.
Well, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Palmetto Surfacing?
they can go to our website at palmettosurfacing.com or feel free to set up an appointment in our showroom in North Charleston.
Great. Well, we've been talking with Emily Gann with Palmetto Surfacing. Thanks so much, Emily.
All right. Thank you so much, Tim. I'll talk to you later.
And now we're talking with Andy Gasoriak.
Gasoriak.
Andy Gasoriak.
Yep, tough Polish name.
With Purchase Green Artificial Grass. How are you doing, Andy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Tell everyone about Purchase Green Artificial Grass.
Yeah, Purchase Green Artificial Grass is a full synthetic turf company. We distribute to local landscapers here that are doing installs, but then we also do artificial turf installs ourselves. We'll do small athletic fields, dog parks, playgrounds, and then a lot of it is residential backyards.
Very good. And do your customers... what do your customers say about the authenticity? If it does it look like real grass and so forth?
Yeah, we have a Charleston native type look to our grass, kind of tailored to it. The turf is made in Dalton, Georgia, which is kind of turf capital of the country. And our reviews have been great. People don't think it looks too fake. A lot of people have to take a step on it and go, wow, I can't believe this is actually turf. And so far, everyone has loved Purchase Green Turf.
And obviously they love it because of the no maintenance, right?
No maintenance, low maintenance, but yes. And yeah, it's going to look perfect year round. It's also dog and kid friendly, which is a big deal for a lot of our customers, obviously. And yes, it's been very positive feedback.
Well, how can folks get more information about Purchase Green Artificial Grass?
Yeah, you can go to purchasegreenartificialgrass.com. You can give us a call here at our Charleston office, and we are located at 4447 Dorchester Road.
Very good. We've been talking with Andy with Purchase Green Artificial Grass. Thanks so much, Andy.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Chris Bernstein with Good Shepherd Pet Services. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Tell everyone about Good Shepherd Pet Services.
All right. Well, what we do is we handle pet cremation, which is an important service. I know it's difficult because at that time when the pet passes away or you have to put it out, I know that's tough. I just had my dog put down a couple of years ago and it's rough. But we try to make it a little bit smoother and give you a good way to memorialize your pet through different urns and different, you know, paw prints or hair clippings or anything like that.
Yeah, and, you know, we pride ourselves here at Charleston Home and Design of trying to have only home-related companies in our home shows. And we specifically reached out to Good Shepherd Pet Services because your pet is part of your home, and so it made a lot of sense to us. So what have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend?
Well, so far we've discussed some people have had their pets are getting a little bit older, then they asked me about the cremation process and how our service works when we come out to homes or if we come out to vets. And also I've got my mascot Frank here, who is a dog that has been freeze-dried, so he's been getting a lot of, he's kind of the star of the booth right now.
Now, what do you mean by freeze-dried?
Well, you've heard of like taxidermy. Well, this one's a little separate because the freeze-drying, they don't put a metal frame inside and then put everything around it. This dog is actually preserved for the most part. I think his eyes and a few other things have been switched out, but for the most part, he's that dog and he's preserved for as long as he'll be around. See, he's a hit.
Yeah, this looks like a pug.
Yes, sir.
So we've got a pug sitting in a dog bed. Looks eyes open. Looks very realistic.
Well-behaved. He doesn't bark. I don't have to take him out or anything.
Well, that's definitely a conversation starter for sure. How can folks get more information about Good Shepherd Pet Services?
Well, we do have our webpage, Good Shepherd Pet Services. You can find us online, or we have our phone number, 866-332-3738. And that'll get you in touch with one of our six offices, and we'll be able to help you with any of your pet cremation or after-death care for your pet.
All right. We've been talking with Chris Bernstein with Good Shepherd Pet Services. Thanks so much, Chris.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Tim.
And now we're talking with Kaylin Davis with Owners Incorporated, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. How are you doing, Kaylin?
I'm doing well, sir. How about you?
Good, good. Tell everyone about Owners Incorporated.
Absolutely. So Owners Incorporated exists to make it easy for homeowners in communication, truly. That's what's kind of started this idea, is we want to be able to make that process nice and easy for a homeowner to come in. We have multiple businesses with specialists in each company. They're able to come in, make a request, and then we funnel that to each company that it needs to go to. And we take care of the communication side of that. They all work in-house, technically, under Owners Incorporated, so we have a relationship with them. We know the quality of work that they're going to do, and we capitalize on that. And then we capitalize on the relationship with the customer, dealing with the relationship side of it.
Gotcha. So you, so Owners Incorporated, you folks have vetted a number of local companies, so you've created your own network. What types of services or products?
So biggest thing is anything around a home. So we have pool construction, pool maintenance. We also have landscape installation, and we also have handyman or renovation work. So anything typically around a house that you can think of, we're going to be able to handle.
Very good. Well, what kinds of projects have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend?
Tell you the biggest thing is some landscape and pools. So we're going to be building some pools and then making a backyard oasis for them.
Very good. And how can folks get in touch with Owners Incorporated?
So ownersinc.co, that's the best place to go.
All right, great. Ownersinc.co. We've been talking with Kalen Davis with Owners Incorporated. Thanks so much, Kalen.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And now we're talking with Douglas Page with Hilton Head Solar and Roofing. How you doing, Douglas?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thanks.
Well, tell everyone about Hilton Head Solar and Roofing.
Sure. Thanks so much. Hilton Head Solar and Roofing is a direct installer of the Tesla Solar Roof product in multiple states, including South Carolina and Georgia in the Lowcountry. We're also installing the Tesla Powerwall battery storage system for grid outages. The nice thing is when you're installing a Tesla Solar Roof, now your roof is the fuel. You have a battery storage system, so during a grid outage, your roof is the fuel, your battery is the generator, you don't have to worry about running out of fuel, and you're creating your own peace of mind.
Excellent. And your name, Hilton Head Solar, we're here in Charleston, so are you looking for customers that live in Hilton Head?
We are. We're looking for customers everywhere. Don't let the name deceive you. We operate all the way from Myrtle Beach down to Hilton Head, all the way down through Georgia, Florida, all the way up to Maine. We're in multiple states, multiple different markets, and we are looking for more people in Charleston that are willing and able to go solar.
What kinds of tax credits or incentives are still available?
Great question. There's a 30% federal investment tax credit against your tax liability, and there is a 25% state tax credit from the state of South Carolina. Both of these are based on tax liability and should be confirmed by your CPA.
And what do you have on display?
So this weekend, we have the Tesla Solar Roofing System on display. Most people are used to having solar panels on top of a shingle or metal roof, whereas the Tesla Solar Roof, it is the roof and it is the solar. There's no more solar panels on your roofing system. And it looks like a slate roof at the end of the day. It's a gorgeous roofing system.
And how can folks get more information about Hilton Head Solar and Roofing?
A couple different ways. They can visit our website at hhsolarpower.com, or they can call our office for more assistance, which is 843-217-6527.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Douglas Page with Hilton Head Solar and Roofing. Thanks so much, Douglas.
Thanks so much, Tim. Good to see you.
And now we're talking with Kirsten Williams with Grill Masters of Charleston, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. How are you doing, Kirsten?
I am well, thanks. Thanks, Tim, for having us.
You bet. Tell everyone about Grill Masters of Charleston.
Grill Masters of Charleston, in a nutshell, was started almost 9 years ago cleaning and servicing grills. We have grown to expand to all outdoor appliances for cleaning, including under-counter ice machines and ventilation hoods, both indoor and outdoor. And then we have also now expanded into a showroom, and we offer full outdoor appliance sales, kitchens, and design.
Excellent. And tell our listeners what you have on display here.
Today we've got a little bit of everything. We've got Halo, which is made by the Blackstone fellas. We've got all of their products out here. We've got some Blaze, some True Flame. We've got Challenger cabinets. We've got a artisan and alfresco. So there is lots to see. We have custom builds. We've got a custom bar. We have refrigeration.
And is that a pizza oven?
That is. That is a Blaze pizza oven. It is brand new last year. So, yes, we've got griddles, too.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Grill Masters of Charleston?
We can be found at 874 Orleans Road in the Taste of Thai Shopping Plaza. They can also give us a call, 843-926-0046, and we can be found online, grillmasterscharleston.com.
Okay, great. We've been talking with Kirsten Williams with Grill Masters of Charleston, and special thanks to Grill Masters of Charleston for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show this weekend. Thank you, Kirsten.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Brittany George with Shelf Genie. How are you doing, Brittany?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Brittany, take a moment and tell everyone about Shelf Genie.
Absolutely. So Shelf Genie is a cabinet solutions finder. We are specializing in retrofitting your existing cabinets and pantries. We also do creative spaces, maybe your office or your laundry room.
Very good. Very good. And talk about what you have on display. This is an amazing display. It's the first display that homeowners experience when they first walk into the show.
We have an entire kitchen set up, Tim. We have solutions for both types of corners that you might encounter in your kitchen, be it a blind corner or needing a Lazy Susan solution. We have solutions for under your kitchen sink, solutions for your pantry. Maybe you have a lot of cans and need some storage. We also have some under the stove solutions here at the show and adult beverage solutions here at the show.
Okay, great. Well, how can folks get more information about Shelf Genie?
If they want to visit the website, they can go to shelfgenie.com, or they can come see us at the show and take advantage of our promotion.
All right, very good. We've been talking with Brittany George with Shelf Genie, and we're very proud to have Shelf Genie as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks so much, Brittany.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Nick Safe with Boss Energy. How you doing, Nick?
Doing well. How you doing?
Good. Nick, tell everyone about Boss Energy.
Boss Energy, we're a renewable energy contractor focusing on solar energy solutions, battery backup, energy storage, EV chargers, and smart electric panels. Our goal is to save our customers money on their electric bills, have a battery backup solution for power outages so they can charge their batteries and run their home during the day and then use their stored energy at night and then just recharge those batteries the next day so you can theoretically never be out of power for what we've designed you to have backed up in your home. We have smart energy electric panels for your home that can kind of help your home save energy just from having a smart breaker panel. And then we've got EV chargers, of course, so you can plug in those EV chargers. So theoretically, we can have you a solar power battery backed up EV charger and have a carbon neutral vehicle all the time.
Excellent. And what do you have on display here in the Boss Energy booth?
Of course, we've got the lovely Tesla Powerwall 2.0. That's the fancy battery. It's a fancy generator we can hang on your wall. We've got a solar panel, a real-life solar panel over here that we actually do put up on the roofs or on the ground mounts. We've got the Tesla Gateway that is the automatic transfer switch for the battery backup system. And, of course, a SPAN EV charger, just to kind of let people know that's all that an EV charger is. There's not really much to them.
Very good. And how can folks get more information about Boss Energy?
You can come and visit us. So of course, we've got Boss Energy, www.bossenergyse.com, and just come on down and see us.
All right, great. We've been talking with Nick Safe with Boss Energy. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Tim.
And now we're talking with Sam Serpy with Hometown Blinds and Shutters. How you doing, Sam?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Sam, tell everyone about Hometown Blinds and Shutters.
Well, we're just a small family-run business. We specialize in all interior and exterior window treatments.
All right, very good. And what have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend?
A lot of shutters. It's all shutters, and what's the new trendy interior solutions?
So. People in Charleston love those plantation shutters, don't they?
They absolutely do. It's our number one seller.
I'm not from Charleston originally. When I moved down here in 1990, That's what I wanted. I wanted, because you don't really see plantation shutters up north, I don't think. And that was my window treatment that I preferred.
Absolutely. They are by far the number one product.
Are the plantation shutters that provided by Hometown Blinds and Shutters, are these made out of wood, or is it a blend of wood? And
It's all 100% composite, and they're actually made locally here in Somerville, and we actually keep all of our products made in the United States.
All right, great. Well, how can folks get more information about Hometown Blinds and Shutter?
They can contact us just on our website, Instagram, or Facebook, just Hometown Blinds and Shutters, and we will pop up.
All right. Well, we've been talking with Sam Serpy with Hometown Blinds and Shutters at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks so much, Sam.
Thank you, guys.
And now we're talking with Mike Carterell with Overhead Door Company. How you doing, Mike?
Good. Thank you, Tim.
Tell everyone about Overhead Door Company.
Overhead Door Company has come a long way in the past 100 years. Even our local branch has come a long way. We just started a new branch in Brunswick, Georgia, and in Hilton Head, South Carolina. So we're growing. It's getting exciting.
Well, that's great. So what have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show?
A lot of it's been about servicing their garage doors or replacing their motors. You're getting a few customers that are wanting to know what the new style is. Really, there hasn't been a new style. It's just a bunch of wood-looking garage doors that are steel now.
When you say wood-looking, is that like a composite material?
No, it's a faux finish paint job on the door.
Gotcha. So the reason I ask is I know that sometimes when overhead door installed garage doors in our house, we went with it wasn't a wood garage door because the worry of the rain hitting the concrete and bouncing up onto the bottom panel of the door, and eventually that panel gets affected by that.
Right, yeah, people don't want maintenance of the wood garage doors. They're still beautiful, you can't beat the look, but there are things out there now to kind of give you the look without the maintenance of it, like what you've had on your house. But now they're doing a faux paint finish on those to where it looks like a wood door stain.
Yeah. All right, great. Well, how can folks get more information about Overhead Door Company?
Well, they can call us and get our salespeople out there at 843-767-0028, or go to our website, which is www.overheaddoorcocharleston.com.
All right, great. We've been talking to Mike Carterell with Overhead Door Company. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Grant Talkie with Professional Lift Solutions. How you doing, Grant?
Doing fantastic. And yourself?
Good. Tell everyone about Professional Lift Solutions.
Professional Lift Solutions is a privately owned residential elevator and commercial lift company servicing the Southeast. We have offices in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and hopefully soon to be one day North Carolina as well. We offer all sorts of residential elevators, commercial lifts, retrofit, construction services. We do a little bit of everything to letting people age in place in their residence, or of course, new construction for their soon to be aging in place area, to say the least.
That makes a lot of sense. The aging in place. Nobody wants to find themselves in a anywhere outside of their home, a long care facility or anything like that. And an elevator definitely makes things more accessible for people. What have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend so far?
So as you can see behind us, I know they won't be able to listening in. We've brought our vacuum elevators here, something most people aren't privy to whatsoever. It's truly a pitless elevator that runs off air or pneumatic power. The reason we brought these today is, one, people love the look of them. You know, most people have never seen them. But secondly, they start to understand how many applicable places in their residence they really have to put something like this. So once again, back to the aging in place statement, that it's a different product that aesthetically looks fantastic, as well as people don't realize how simple it is in certain locations.
Can you kind of paint a picture for our listeners and describe this particular elevator? So the cab?
Of course. So we always joke that this is the Jetsons tube, or Beam Me Up Scotty, or of course you could give it 100 different names, but it's a cylindrical acrylic tube with aluminum extrusion support braces going up and down it. It can go up to 5 stories or 55 feet. Aesthetically, it's very clean and simple, maybe a little bit modern to say the least. But you can gladly check out our website at www.lifts.pro. You can definitely see some images there that could help.
Very good. And we've been talking with Grant Talkie with Professional Lift Solutions. Thanks so much, Grant.
Thank you, guys.
And now we're talking with Richard Zajac with Premier Sound Security and Automation. How you doing, Richard?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Tell everyone about Premier Sound Security and Automation.
So we're a local custom electronics integration company. We help people with new TVs, whole house audio sound systems, Wi-Fi access points. We'll run wires where they have no idea how they're going to get them there. We do central vacuum systems, laundry jet, which is a new interesting product where, you know, if you've got kids and you don't want to pick up their laundry, they can shove it in the wall and it gets sucked to the laundry room, so it's pretty neat. We do Control 4, which is an automation system, so people can control their lights, they can control their locks, their alarm systems, security cameras, they can control their pools, all kinds of neat stuff like that. We do free estimates, we do new construction, existing construction. So a lot of neat stuff.
All right. Good deal. And what have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend?
All the above. One of the other products we carry is a service called Q Streaming. It's $59.99 a month. So people are saving $100, and if not more, a month in just on their cable TV fees alone. They can get about over 2,000 channels. They get the NFL ticket. They get hockey, soccer, any sport that you could think of is probably on here. Channels from all of the country for local channels. So if you got a favorite Fox channel in Toledo, or you want to watch it from somewhere else, or of course if you want to watch it here in Charleston, you can. There's all the movie channels are included, like HBO and Cinemax and Showtime and all that stuff. So for $60 a month, you can watch it on 5 different TVs or 5 different streaming devices. And it works great.
How can folks get more information about Premier Sound Security and Automation?
They can find us on our website at premiersoundmb.com, or actually it's premiersoundcharleston.com. You could also call us at our office at 843-213-1414. We do free estimates. Be glad to come by. Or if you go on our website, you can submit a little form and we'll call you back as well.
All right, we've been talking to Richard Zajac with Premier Sound Security and Automation, and thanks so much for being part of the Charleston Home and Design Show.
No problem. Thanks so much.
And now we're talking with Laura Monroe with Pool Professionals of Charleston. How are you doing, Laura?
I am so excited to be here.
Well, great. Well, tell everyone about Pool Professionals of Charleston.
Okay, so after the increasing number of pools, residential and commercial, in the Charleston area, I was thinking, really worried, what's all these people going to do to be healthy in swimming in a healthy environment in the residential pools, or even better, in a commercial pool like apartment buildings and stuff? And I decided to certify myself as a pool operator, and I am doing this for everybody in Charleston. Cleaning your pool to keep you cool.
Well, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Pool Professionals of Charleston?
We have a website, poolprofessionalsofcharleston.com. In that website, you can drop us a line and I'll reply on a text. Or if you have a WhatsApp app, you can send me a text and a WhatsApp. Or even better, if you are ready for me to come and quote on your pool, spa, hot tub, large, small, you can book day, time, and send all your information, name, telephone number, email address, current address, through the website.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Laura Monroy with Pool Professionals of Charleston. Thanks so much, Laura.
have one little thing to say. If you say home show, Charleston home show, you would have a 200 flat fee, including the chemicals, for a month. And if you sign an annual agreement with me, with professionals.
All right. You're extending the home show special. That's great. Thanks so much, Laura.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Dan with Under Pressure. How you doing, Dan?
Doing great, thank you.
Tell everyone about Under Pressure.
We are a locally owned pressure washing company specializing in residential commercial pressure washing. Anything from your house to your driveway, anything you need to have done.
Very good. What have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend so far?
Just the benefits of having the house pressure washed every year, keeping it clean, keeping the algae and the mold off, and potentially getting the roofs clean, things like that.
Very good. And how can folks get more information about Under Pressure SC?
They can visit our website at underpressuresc.com and or call Under Pressure and speak to Dan at the phone number 843-926-3450.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Dan with Under Pressure here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thank you.
Now we're talking with Jason with Encore Stone Studio. How are you doing, Jason?
Hey, doing all right. How are you?
Good. Tell everyone about Encore Stone Studio.
Yeah, so we're a wholesale distributor of marble and granite and quartzite. We are the only distributor in the county that offers direct, transparent pricing. And we work with homeowners, designers, builders, doors open to whoever wants to come in.
What kinds of, we're talking about stone for your kitchen countertops, bathroom vanities, other places around the home, fireplace surrounds and so forth. What types of stones are real popular these days, you're finding?
We sell a lot of quartz, engineered stone, a lot of marble as well. Quartzite is a big one that we sell, and we still sell granite too. New material we're starting to sell is porcelain, which is really starting to catch on. It's kind of a new product to the industry.
Nice. And how can folks get more information about from Encore Stone Studio?
Yeah, you can check us out on Instagram, Facebook. We also go straight to the website, EncoreStoneStudio.com. And all the inventory is up on all four locations. You can see pictures and sizes of everything on there.
All right, great. Thanks so much.
All right, appreciate it.
And now we're talking with Sandra Perez with Clear Blue Pools. How you doing, Sandra?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm fine, thank you. Tell everyone about Clear Blue Pools.
Well, Clear Blue Pools is a family-owned business. It's a company that's been in business since 1999. And we specialize in concrete or gunite pools in ground or elevated, depending on where and where you live. And we are a company that stands by what they build. We give you a lifetime warranty, a lifetime warranty on your shell. And we back it up because we know that, you know, it's very well made. And so our company will accommodate and look at what you need so that you can have a backyard that will bring the family together. And so it's all about family. So just like your kitchen will be the centerpiece of your home, well, the pool is meant to be that in your backyard, bring everybody together.
That's true. That's a good way to put it, because it you're talking about the experience that you'll have with your family being able to enjoy that swimming pool in your backyard.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll ask you questions if you come and visit us or are looking for a pool. We want to know what you're interested in. Is it for your grandkids? Is it for your kids? Is it for you? What is it that, you know, what stage in life are you that you want a pool in? And what's the occasion? But we'll work with you. We'll work with the surroundings. Try to, you know, be as keep the nature as possible. Everything to fit your background. And we are so conscious of how to keep you happy that we want you to ask as many questions as you can. We'll answer as transparent as possible, but we'll also give you tips. We will say, well, this is good for this, but look in the future, this is what would happen. Or no, this won't fit good. Why don't we switch it this way? I know this is what you want, but you have the view over here. So we'll give you tips to make it as pleasant as possible for your backyard, but we let you, at the end, it's your pool, your house, your backyard. You'll be the owner, and you'll be looking at that backyard every day when you go out. So we want to please you.
Wonderful. Well, how can folks get in touch with Clear Blue Pools?
We have our website. We can receive any request through their website. You also, phone number and everything's there. It's 843-300-4143. Our website is clearbluepools.net. And I think you can give us a call, or you can email us at info@clearbluepools.net. And someone will contact you, and we'll be happy to accommodate you and whatever you need.
All right. We've been talking with Sandra Perez with Clear Blue Pools. Thanks so much, Sandra.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with a very, very good friend of mine and of Charleston Home and Design magazine, someone who we call each other brother, Rick Jackson, with Carolina Machine Finishing. Thanks so much, Rick, for being at our show as usual.
Thank you very much, Brother Tim.
Well, Rick, take a moment and tell everyone about Carolina Machine Finishing.
Well, we are our name's a little bit of a misnomer. So people think refinish, they think we actually refinish car engines. And what we do is we take any type of building material that's going to be put up on the interior or the exterior of a home, Tim, run it through a machine, and we encapsulate it on all six sides with a primer, a stain, paints, anything. So what we do is we make wood last longer, because wood doesn't fail us, we fail wood. So that's what we do. We're in the business of protecting wood by encapsulation.
Well, in comparison, I had some deck boards replaced on a back porch recently, and I decided I wasn't sure if the contractor was going to do it the right way. I had to prime the boards, and that took time. And then I put one top coat on, and that took time as well. But describe, instead of doing that by painting by hand, coating the boards by hand, describe what Carolina Machine Finishing, your process is.
Yeah, well, as architects have specified it for years to back prime material. When they say back prime, they're talking about encapsulating the board on all six sides. So typically that happens on a job site. People put it up on sawhorses, and with a brush or roller, you're coating one side, let it dry, flip it over, coat the other side. Labor intensive, takes up a lot of space, it's hard to do. And all we do is we just have a mechanized version of that inside a factory in North Charleston. We feed the board into the end of a machine. It coats it on all six sides. It comes out the other end. We rack it and dry it. So it prevents what you just went through personally. And it's been specified by the American Institute of Architects for years. And we just do it in a factory environment. And it saves a lot of time and a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm thinking back to when we built our house in 2009, and we had Carolina Machine Finishing coat quite a few different types of material inside the house, like you said, and outside. So we have some beadboard on the ceiling. Carolina Machine Finishing primed and then coated, put one top coat on that beadboard, which I had to do by hand in a different property, and boy, that was not fun to do by hand. So you folks did the interior trim wood, our moldings, the balusters, both inside the house and outside the house. This is what if somebody has an existing house, can they and they're doing a remodel project, they could still contract with Carolina Machine Finishing?
Absolutely. We had a number of folks come through the trade show today and have been doing just that. They're remodeling their home. They're going to replace their vinyl siding, going to a hardy plank product or a cementitious material, replacing their porch railing because they're tired of it rotting. They're tired of it, you know, all the failure. It's like, is there a way to be able to do that and not have to do what we've been doing? Like, absolutely. It was just done wrong the first time. So when they run it through, they can still, you know, remodel projects or new projects. It works both if you're replacing material.
Gotcha. So, Carolina Machine Finishing has been a longtime advertiser of in Charleston Home and Design magazine. In fact, I believe Melser Tile was our first client, and Carolina Machine Finishing was our second client. So, thank you. That's going back to like the year 2000 or so. So, thank you so much.
No, thank you very much. It's been a great relationship, Tim, and thank you for allowing us, because what we do is we don't have a platform really to let people know what we do. You can't put up a billboard and explain in a 30-second picture of a billboard what we do, but being able to be in a trade show, to be able to be to advertise in the magazine allows people to understand what we do, and it's been significant in helping us grow our business because of Charleston Home and Design magazine. Never forget that day when you didn't have gray hair and you showed up, and y'all can't see that right now, but and you showed up in the office and we sat there talking. And it was an instant friendship, and which has become a brotherhood over the years. And it's just special. From us to you, we thank you for making this platform available, because there's just nothing else quite like it. And we're honored to be a part of it. And we'll take number two over number one any day.
Well, thank you so much, Rick. And speaking of ad campaigns, Carolina Machine Finishing has a long-running ad campaign where you showcase many of Charleston's top architects and builders, and who use the Carolina Machine Finishing process. And can you name drop some of those architects and custom builders?
Yeah, I would love to. And the method to the madness, why we do that is because when you see a Chris Rose first name drop, you know, or Bill Huey or Mark Kamens or a Steve Herlong, you see architects who believe in the process, who recommend it. That's more advertising than Rick Jackson standing here telling somebody that it works. It sounds like a sales pitch. But when you get prominent architects, prominent builders, you know, Philip Smith, Ben Daniels, Steve Kendrick, you know, with structures, so many of those guys, they've done it for years. They've applied it to their projects. I think of Chip Naramore. They just keep coming to my mind, so sorry to keep doing that in between, but I see a face pop up. And they've done that for years. They've done it for 20, 25 years and have no problems out of it. So that, I would rather, you know, promote their testimonial than anything, because it carries a lot more weight than a guy standing at a trade show. Although today we've had probably five people come by and said, oh, you did our house 15 years ago and we love it. We're getting ready to build a new house, and we already told our builder, you have to use CMF. So thank you very much for that opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great to hear. And, you know, these builders, these top builders and architects that you just mentioned, obviously they love you and your staff. They've gotten to know your family. This is a family run business, and I always see you hugging people at trade shows and things like that. The Buck Lumber, customer appreciation. So you've made a big impression on those folks, but they wouldn't be necessarily putting their name in a Carolina Machine Finishing ad unless the service you're providing wasn't something that was helping them. It's helping them prevent having to do callbacks. Is that the right term?
That is exactly right, Tim. And that's the beauty of what we're doing. So it's promoting them. They promote us. But it's because it works. We've done this for 25 years. I've lost track. We're over 8,000 jobs in the field, and with no callbacks. We don't have anybody that's ever been dissatisfied with the product, the process, or hopefully with the relationship of dealing with us, because we tell everybody, you know, people buy from people, and having building those relationships by long-term dependability, and you know, we're held accountable because of our name and reputation, and we plan to continue to do that for years to come.
Well, that's what happens when you deliver. When you deliver a product or service for someone, they're like, why should we switch? Why, if it's not broke, why fix it? And so that's why Carolina Machine Finishing has so many loyal customers, for sure. But what's the best way for people to learn more about the Carolina Machine Finishing process and how to contact you folks?
Well, we'd love for them to stop by. We're located 4696 Franchise Street in North Charleston. They're 8 to 5. Stop in. We'd love to show you around, show you what we do. You can reach us online at carolinamachinefinishing.com or cmfprefinish.com. Give us a call at the office at 843-760-0029, and we'd love to talk to them.
And I'm going to give you my personal testimonial, since we were talking about testimonials. The exterior siding that Carolina Machine Finishing primed and put a top coat on looks as good today with a southern exposure, south facing, with that sun beating down on the siding, looks as good today. Hasn't faded or anything like that. And you actually helped us decide on the color, because we were interested in a color that would not fade, and some certain pigments will fade, and others will hold up better. And that's the light reflective value, right?
That's exactly right, Tim. It is that LRV scale on the back of a paint chart. It tells you what's more susceptible to fade and what's less susceptible to fade. And if you stay in that 75%, you know, light reflective value or better, higher, 75 to 100, it's just going to last much longer. People like those darker, richer colors, 35 LRV, 30, 45 LRV. And then they call us, the southern exposure is fading after 7 years. It's absorbing a lot of heat, so it's going to fade. So
it's possible to pick a color that's not going to fade, and you'll still be happy with that color. But it's one of those things you have to think about before you make that decision on the color.
That's exactly right. So that color is a critical element there. Obviously, the primary colors fade more, but the blues, the reds, and the yellows, true primary colors fade a little faster, but anything in that higher LRV value. So it was an awesome opportunity for us to be able to coat your house, as I stand here and look at you and think of how, you know, that our coating can be on the house of, you know, the Barkley family is an honor for me.
Well, it's an honor for me to and I love it because it's no maintenance. that's why your customers love it, right?
That is exactly right. We've heard it, again, we heard it here all day today, and it's refreshing to do that. We're not dodging people. They're going, oh no, here comes the Smith family around the corner. I stand in the aisle and you get tapped and hugged all day long. Like, oh, you did ours. And it's just been an awesome experience today.
Well, good deal. Well, thanks for taking time out to talk with me, Rick. We've been talking to Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show, or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.